What is up, comic book fans? Welcome back to the Local Comic Podcast. It is the Absolute Show once again, and we are on episode 2. As always, it is your normal 2 today. It is your man, Travi, Trek Wars, whatever you want to call me. And of course, as always, we got my man, Phil, a.k.a. Rebel Recess. How you doing today, my dude?
Panthers lost. Not great.
Panthers lost. Great. We always lose.
I'm okay. We're supposed to lose. We need to lose. We need draft picks. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm peachy. I'm wonderful.
It's all part of the plan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Part of the plan. Part of the plan.
Panthers win is when people start losing their minds.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so I want to thank everybody for checking out the pod last week. Got a good response. Be sure to keep hitting those likes, keep hitting those subscribes. We are still doing the giveaway at 100 subscribers, and it's going to be that awesome Jim Lee Absolute Superman number one variant. It is killer. It is hard to find now, so a lot of fun. The dogs are excited about it. They want that Jim Lee variant. So, yeah, it's a sweet book, so very minty, very fun. So, yeah, keep hitting those subscribes. Let your people know. Had a good episode last week. I had a lot of fun. Had to go back and re-record a little bit of a spoiler warning because we really got into it to catch up. Anybody that had anything spoiled for them, there were a lot of warnings, and that's the best I can do for you at that point. Oh man. Today or this week, we actually don't have a release. This is the only week of the month that we don't have a release. In the Absolute Universe, but we do have quite a bit of news that's popped up this week and some interesting stuff. So before we jump into it, what's going on in your world, man? Anything new? Anything comic related? Anything fun?
No, like you said, no release this week, and it kind of was a light release for me this week. I only picked up like 2 books this week, which is very slow. Just 2 books. I felt kind of pitiful leaving with 2 books. Actually, 3 books. 2 were in the shop. 1 I had to order because the shop didn't have it, and I'm tripping on it. And it was the Ultimate Universe number 1. It's the one I'm most excited for this week, which was...
Is that the one with Nick Fury on the cover?
Nick Fury, yes. They had those, but they didn't have the... I'm probably going to butcher his name. Sorry, guys. Capuccio,
I think.
Capuccio, yes. They have a variant. It's the spoiler variant, which is our first look at Ultimate Wolverine. So I had to get that one because, I mean, it's going to be hot. And, of course, they didn't already have it on the shelf, so it was too hot to even be on the shelf. So that was my biggest win of the week, and it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. So I don't even have it yet, so I can't wait to get it tomorrow, though, and check it out.
I think the only thing I picked up this week was Batman Dark Patterns. I don't think I got much else. I bought a book that was on the Shaker Report. I bought that crypto cover because I was like, oh, I gotta have it.
Yeah, that's a sweet cover. I also got the Dark Patterns, and then I'm a little bit of a J. Scott Campbell fan, so I picked up that Laura Kinney X-23 number 1 variant.
That was a popular book. I believe that was on Lefteris's FOC report, at least on the new release report. Real quick, I do want to give a shout out to some of the community where we get some of our information from, and you guys should 100% be following. They're not affiliated with this show. Some of them are affiliated with Cover Price, and so that's why we kind of gravitate towards their information because, hey, you know, we know them. So, one is Lefteros, Lefteros, he's the man behind he's the mystery man behind the curtain. He does so much research on FOC, so much research on new release week, and literally makes it as easy as it possibly can be for you to just pull up Instagram while you're at the comic shop and say, what do I need to get this week? And even Phil, I think you've even started using his stuff now.
I started using his stuff when I kind of got lost on what should I be picking up this week. Then I found you recommended to me. I checked them out. And if it's not on his list, I don't buy it. Yeah. Which is not fully true, but if it's mostly not on his list, I don't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it makes it so much easier to go into the comic shop. I mean, he does so much of the grunt work of figuring out, you know, what's coming out, what's going to have a new, you know, even down to like, hey, first cover appearance of a new character, first appearance of a new character, or first cameo, whatever, you know, even down to, hey, this is a cover artist that's popping right now, you know, whatever. I mean, he does a lot of good work. And another special shout out to Lando from Black Crown Comics. He's doing a lot of really, really, really awesome stuff. He has a show that happens every Sunday, which we record on Sundays, so that's tonight. Actually, even repping right now. Here we go.
Ooh,
there we go.
Merch.
That's my guy right there. So, yeah, he has a show every Sunday at 9:00 Eastern. It's a great show. He's always got a guest. He covers Lefteros's FOC report. He covers the market report and does kind of a small little shaker segment where he covers some big time sales for the week. He's also one of the hosts for the Cover Price Shaker show. So shout out to Lando. That's my guy. He's kind of the reason we started pushing forward on this a little bit too. So he deserves a little bit of love here. But yeah, so. Back to what we were going for or what we were talking about. Yeah, we kind of lean on Lefty to give us that information each week and kind of keep us prepared. So it's Lefteros. It's Lefteros at Lefteros on Instagram. And you'll just never have to worry about prepping to go to the comic shop ever again. So anyway, so yeah. But back to the Absolute Universe. No real releases this week, but a good bit of news. So without any releases or anything to cover, because we pretty much caught it up, we're going to jump. The only thing that we have in the rundown today is the release schedule. So we're going to jump into that. All right. The one graphic rundown. So this episode might be a little shorter unless we go on some tangents or something. But we don't have a lot to catch up on since we did that last episode. So we do have the upcoming release schedule, and we have Absolute Batman number 3 coming out on the 18th, which is this Wednesday. So for you folks watching this as it comes out on YouTube, that'll be tomorrow. This should drop on Tuesday for you, so that'll be tomorrow. So the 18th, Absolute Superman number 1 second print will also come out that day, and I have a very, very happily added that cover to this graphic here so that everybody can see the beautiful sort of negative space Superman with all the red. It's a killer book. Absolute Batman number 1 fourth print is coming out on Christmas. Absolute Batman number 2 second print is going to drop on Christmas. And Absolute Wonder Woman number 3 is also going to drop on Christmas. So three Absolute books, two that are just multiple printings, but three Absolute books on Christmas. We got Absolute Superman number 3 on New Year's Day, and then on January 8th, Absolute Batman number 4. And as we covered last week, Absolute Batman number 4 is going to be the year one, the origin, with the guest artist. But interested to hear your take, we found out this week that we're going to get a first appearance in Absolute Batman number 3 coming out on the 18th, this Wednesday. And it is none other than
Catwoman.
Well, Selina.
Selina Kyle.
Yeah, we should be getting the first appearance of Selina Kyle, who has sort of been mentioned. But you know, how you feeling about that?
Well, should we say first full appearance, because she does show up in the last panel, holding his medal.
That's
so, like,
true.
It's like it's so confusing. We got cameos, and then yeah. It's just a way to make you buy everything.
Yeah.
But officially, her first full appearance, which she's been missing for the most part. She was brought up at that Poker Night and Batman, Absolute Batman 2. I'm excited we get to add another villain type, which we know she's kind of back and forth with Batman, that villain type love, but just another dynamic, and just to see how she plays into this new Absolute Universe with Bruce and see how different she is. Or she might not be different at all. She might still just be that cat burglar.
Yeah.
Things, so who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to see. I did know that, read on Instagram that Scott Snyder and the creative team, that this one was going to be another just fast-paced, lot of action kind of issue. He did tease the full appearance of Selena, so we get a little more FaceTime with her. But he said that, you know, it's going to be a lot just going on in this issue. So going to be worth the read just for the fun of it, because anytime that we've seen this Batman in action, it's been just a super enjoyable time. And it's just been really cool to see. So yeah, super excited about that. And just excited to hear that they're going to keep the pedal to the floor, because I think we're probably, I think issue four may be a little bit slower. It might be a step back since we're talking about an origin.
Right.
But I think they'll probably just push the pedal right back down. If that is the case, they'll push the pedal right back down in issue five, because that's going to be the end of this arc. So be interesting to see.
Yeah, I they definitely probably will. It's, you know, it's like the people hate on them, maybe not, where you have those like a TV show, and you have your couple episodes, and you have that one episode that's separate. It's like a different storyline that kind of breaks up. I feel like four is going to be that, but three is probably going to be a heavy hitter before we have that little break to then carry back into number five.
Yeah, which and, will be the big finale, I guess, at least of the first arc.
Right, and then I guess the thing to it, you know, you can kind of expect is, we've had these other villains, but like Batman's not teaming up with them. We've had Alfred show up, and there's been like a little alliance. So this just adds another dynamic that maybe if there's a little team up issue for them, and maybe we have a little Trinity, a new Trinity. Maybe Alfred joins the crew, and we got a little triple action. They're driving over people's heads on motorcycles and dump truck Batmobiles. We got to see what Selena Kyle's riding around. So yeah, I'm very much excited for it.
Yeah, same here. I think it's gonna be just a lot of action. I really do. And I don't think this is not something that this is not like the first time we've seen something like this from Snyder. I feel like this has happened in his other arcs, where he'll hit it really hard for three or four issues, and then you'll get one issue of kind of like an off story or something that kind of pulls you away. I felt like this may not have happened. I might be making this up, but I felt like this happened in Zero Year, where Zero Year just completely was, you know, pedal to the floor, you know, just balls to the wall action, crazy stuff happening. And then you get this one issue to kind of cleanse the palate before they just, you know, put the final nail in the coffin as far as the arc. So very much, I think, up his alley as far as his storytelling style. So, you know, I think that overall it's going to be a great way to end the first arc. Interestingly, I did misspeak on the last episode when I said I wasn't sure if Absolute Wonder Woman went to a second printing. It did, and we'll cover even more of it here shortly, because I was super off on that one. So anything to add on the release schedule? Anything? Obviously, you're looking forward to Batman. You going to pick up any of these other printings, or?
We'll see if they're sitting there. We might pick them up. So far, like that Absolute Batman 2 second printing wasn't there. If they have them, I'll pick them up. Like I said, I picked up the Noirs for Batman and Superman
for sure.
But I'm not hunting after them. But I'm definitely getting number three. It's the first book I'm going to grab when I get in the store.
Yeah, definitely. I think alternate printings that I'm definitely going to get out of this group on the screen right now. I think for me, the easy grab is Superman second printing, just because it's a cover grab. I mean, it looks amazing. So it's going to be that one. There are multiple covers of the second printing. So yeah, you're not just getting a single second printing. You're getting a cover A, B, and C for the second printing, I believe.
And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is if a book is getting extra printings and more covers of printings, it's doing very well. So that's good. That's good news.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Well, that's all we got on the rundown this week. So let's talk about some news. All right. So I'm kind of just making it a thing. We're just going to start out with the aftermarket on the first drop on the news here. So on the aftermarket this week, on Cover Prices Top 10, we actually lost all of the Absolute books in the top 10, and it's dominated by Mark Spear's Monsters. Like,
He is taken over. It is over. It's a wrap. It's over. It's done. What is that? That's the Vince Carter after he does the done.
It's over.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mark Spears absolutely just completely dominated the cover price top 10 this week. I mean, just, it's all that's up there. I mean, there may be one book that's in the top 10, maybe two, that isn't a Mark Spears book, but right offhand, I'm pretty sure that most of them are just Mark Spears books. And that's significant. And this is an absolute show. This isn't the Mark Spears show, but just the fact that we've had a cover artist with a Kickstarter.
That doesn't happen like that.
Right.
Like, that's just nuts.
Yeah, he's dominating. He's absolutely dominating. So, so the weekly top 10, it had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like 5 of the top 10 were Spears books. So just crazy. Just crazy. Like, half of the top 10 were Spears covers. And then I think he had more in the runners up.
Through 11 through 20, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're actually going to. He did. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 5 in the top 10 and 5 in the top 20 and 10 in the top 20. So, dude is absolutely dominating right now. So, just absolutely crazy. So, if you're out at the shop, this is not the Mark Spears show, but if you're out at the shop and you see these Mark Spears covers, these Mark Spears Monsters covers just sitting there, it's worth a grab because they're moving. I mean, they're moving. Well,
and there's so many that you're bound to find one that you really like.
Yeah.
There's several different ones. So there's like 2 that really stick out to me that I really want that I haven't gotten yet that I'll need to get. But yeah, there's variety. So, you're going to find one that you'll like and see them.
Yep, and just a word to the wise, and we did talk about Matt and John from Cover Price did talk about on the top 10, or no, it wasn't the top 10 show, I'm sorry, on the comics coverage show last week, that with the response to this, they are increasing the print runs for some of these Monsters covers. So if you're buying to flip, be aware of that. Just understand, like, they're going to increase the print runs, so the value is, you know, it may go up, but you may end up sitting on it, you know, and you may end up holding on to it for a while because there's more out there, they're easier to get, yada yada. It's just the way it goes. So the early ones, obviously, they're not increasing the print run. They've printed what they're going to print. So if you find them, grab them. I got a couple of them. I got the Dracula Spawn homage, which was really cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. But aside from that, we just kind of got off on Mark Spears there, so that happens. But let's see here. So in the runners up, though, we did have some absolute books hit the runners up this week. And so at 11, we have Absolute Batman number 1 with the cover A. And number 13, still changing hands a ton this week, DC All-In Special number 1. And guys, a raw near mint book on this is still only going for $20 on the aftermarket. And I know you can find these in comic shops. You can find these books in comic shops.
At cost, not at that price.
At cost, yeah. Cost. Yeah, yeah. I mean, at cover price. Cover price with an E. Cover price. You know, you can find these books chilling on the shelves. This is the literal first cameo of the Absolute Trinity. I mean, it's baffling to me that there's so many of these books available that they're still floating around out there with as hot as the Absolute Universe has been. And additionally, the Chunk Bat foil variant hit number 17. The much maligned Bat logo, which I know we had some conversations about.
Yeah, we did. But it's turned out great.
It did. It did. But I will never forget when we first saw that thing. I don't know who sent it to who, but I know both of our responses were, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah.
What the hell? Look what they've done to my boy.
Oh my goodness. And we've seen tons of Batman logos, but that one. Whoa.
Yeah, I think collectively the comic community had to eat some crow on this one. Like, I know a lot of people that felt the same, and it was just one of those things. The Chunk Bat foil logo, which you can see on the screen right now, It's just a foil with the new bat logo on it. It dropped the same day as cover as the other issues of Batman number one, and then Absolute Batman foil, the foil Virgin variant. So it's just the foil variant of the cover A. So same graphic, but the foil. And this is a little wild to me. It's selling a ton, and the top sell right now is a 9.8 slab that went for $155, which is kind of high. I don't see typically see. I don't like foils. It's not my thing. I'll buy one occasionally if it's like a really cool cover, but I don't typically buy foils. Kind of missed the boat on that one. I missed the boat on the Chunk Bat foil. It was sitting there on release day, and I didn't get it. But that's okay. So even though Mark Spears pretty much kicked everybody in the teeth on the top 10 this week, we still got four books, in the top 20, and that's really pretty good overall. I mean, anything you want to add on that?
No, just Mark Spears. Keep doing your thing, dude.
His covers are great.
Yo, they are. I mean, especially for someone who's into the horror stuff like me. Yeah, they're pretty cool. And the colors pop. They're just so cool. He got the Wicked.
I got that one. Yeah, that one's coming. So I'm sorry. I have four now. I ordered that one. They did Bird City Comics did an exclusive where they had a couple of kind of Wicked, Wizard of Oz kind of themed Mark Spears Monsters covers, and they limited the runs to, I think, 200 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one to have.
Yeah, so I was able to get one, and if you haven't checked out Bird City Comics, do that. Laura, who hosts our Shaker Show and our Top 10 Show at Cover Price, Bird City's her thing. So, they do some really cool exclusives. They work with some really cool artists, so definitely some cool things to check out at Bird City. So, other than that, on Mark Spears, though, for any of you that are like superhero covers, he has some unreal DC covers, and they're still coming out right now. He did a run of Action Comics covers, which are amazing. He had two Green Lantern connecting covers that came out this week. So if you're into Mark Spears, but you don't really dig the Monsters thing, you want to see that in some kind of superhero theme stuff, he's doing a lot of DC covers right now. And aside from Chrissy Zullo, those are my two favorite DC cover artists right now. They're just absolutely killing it. But all right, let's move on to the next, something I am super excited about. So I don't have the actual source. I just know where I read it from, and that was on Screen Rant. And there was an announcement this week that the New Gods will be central to the new DC Absolute Universe, which means that they are making this big. They could have just not done anything with the New Gods and just kind of let Darkseid be Darkseid here, but pretty exciting about the New Gods overall. I'll let you go ahead with this, and I'll add my thoughts. If you can go ahead and let you lead off on this one.
Well, when you said it to me, I thought, wow, that's very interesting, because we don't get a whole lot of New Gods stuff. And I know you specifically are a big fan of New Gods.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that first issue yet?
No, I've had it in my hand multiple times and just can't pull the trigger.
Hey, I know someone's got like a gift of up to 500 coming their way. Maybe you just throw that back.
I spread it around on Mark Spears covers.
Well, there's not wrong with that either. Maybe we'll have a Mark Spears New Gods coming out soon too. I'm definitely interested in it, though. So to see that be announced, very interesting. Something like you just said, Darkseid, we're getting a little more. So
yep.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
pretty good news.
Yeah, so. A little backstory, anybody that doesn't know about the New Gods and why I think the New Gods are so interesting is if you're looking at the screen right now and you don't recognize whose art that is, when Jack Kirby left Marvel originally, he negotiated with DC for like a couple years, I think, before he ever left Marvel. And when he came over to DC, this is the Jack Kirby. Everybody knows Jack Kirby.
Legendary
Jack Kirby. When he came over to DC, he created a couple new series. One of them was Mr. Miracle, and he actually took over creative on Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, which he obviously didn't create that. But I actually found out recently that he only took that because it didn't have a creative team, and he didn't want to cost anybody a job. Which, again, Jack Kirby, freaking legend, dude.
Legend.
But so when he came over, one of the new creations that he made were the new gods, and it was this new expansive universe of these kind of godly characters that live on a planet called New Genesis. This includes a lot of characters that we've seen, sort of, like Orion, also Big Barda. All of Darkseid's elite are considered new gods. So this is a whole creation that that came directly from Jack Kirby, who, you know, is literally one of the founding fathers of our kind of modern superhero universes. I mean, like, he's the legendary. He's one of the most legendary creators. So, his work at DC, I think, was really, really good, and he helped create. I mean, he helped create Darkseid, so who is the baddest of the bad when it comes to DC. He's the big boy. So, you know, I think this is super cool. I'm interested to see what the absolute new gods will look like, and if they'll stick to that theme of, you know, kind of. I don't know how they can be underdogs and be the new gods, but kind of stick to that theme of kind of retelling what we already know about the new gods. So
they're just gonna call them the old gods. That's how you make them. It's like a mold down.
The old gods. Yeah, just flip it over. Just flip, turn everything on its head. They're the old gods. Yeah, but no, it's super exciting. It's a neat wrinkle. Excuse me. And I think that the most interesting thing here that I like is that, sure, the first three they came out with were Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Right. Cool. Whatever. And you expected the Flash, and you expected the Green Lantern to come. Right? But after that, where do you go? Like, what avenue do you go down to expand the universe? And they could have gone 100 different ways, and they did go a little bit with Martian Manhunter, which they've already announced, which is a cool wrinkle. But where do you go after that? I mean, you could go, Booster Gold's got a movie coming out. Let's drum up Booster Gold. And they don't do that at all. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even remotely approach that. They just say, no, we're going to pull in the new gods. We're going to really flesh out this whole universe at a very large scale. And I think that's a cool way to go with it. So.
Yeah. And then, who knows? Maybe we might get them in some live action.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I've always liked Orion. I think Orion's a cool character. Excited for sure. Just looking forward to seeing where that goes. So I will go ahead. Let's see here. Get the next one here. But yeah, so interested to see where that goes. But I know you're excited about this little piece of news that just came over because you sent this to me this week. And we have the first reveal of the new Absolute Flash suit. Wally West has his getup.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was officially Wally West until I saw that too. So it's official. It's Wally West, baby.
We got Gen Z Wally West too.
Yeah. Very.
He's very Gen Z.
And I like it.
Yeah, it looks good. Like it's a modern Wally West, and I love it.
It's pretty cool. It's, you know, I don't know if hip's the word. It reminds me of like something from a 90s thing. It kind of gives off Static Shock vibes.
Yeah.
So I'm getting it. So yeah. I'm very much into it. I like it.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh, and I like the suit. Way more black than we've ever had on a Flash suit.
Oh. Yeah, not red and gold, ladies and gentlemen. We got black and red, which I think it looks good.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a totally different look, but I'm excited about it. I think it looks super good. I saw a couple different pictures online, so I wasn't sure if this was 100% confirmed. And then I started to kind of like really dig down, and I was like, oh yeah, this is it. This is the suit. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited to see, you know, if there's any kind of, you know, Superman's suit's been flipped on its head. The dude doesn't even have a cape. He's got this sunstone dust or whatever. Right. So it's interesting to see if this suit's going to have any kind of, you know, anything special about it, or is it just a cool looking suit? I'm excited though. I think it looks good.
Maybe his jacket turns into like one of those drag racing parachutes to slow him down.
Yeah. Oh,
he
that
has
would
a
be.
quite,
Yeah,
he
that
has
would
a
be
quite
interesting.
mastered slowing down. Just gotta hit that bad
He's
boy and
like,
slow him down real time.
Homie in the Mighty Ducks. Is it
Yeah.
Luis Mendoza? Is
Yeah.
that his name? Oh man, maybe it's not Luis Mendoza. I can't remember, but I know the guy
I don't
that
know the
that
person.
yeah the actor that played him was the guy that played Benny the Jet though,
Yeah.
in The Sandlot. But yeah, so pretty cool. And I think it's possible that we do see the suit have some kind of powers. I mean, you look at the way, Batman uses the chest plate and uses the cape to his advantage, and the way Superman uses the dust and soul to his advantage. I don't know, maybe I'm blanking here, but I don't think we've seen anything crazy happen with Wonder Woman's suit yet.
No, she just had that big old, what is that thing?
Thing
That
looks
weapon
like
she has.
it looks like Cloud's sword from Final
That's,
Fantasy.
yeah. And maybe that's an old PS2 game. I'm trying to, it's like dude walking around like a giant sword chainsaw type thing. That's what give me those vibes. Very medieval type stuff.
So yeah, no, I think the suit looks great. I love the fact that you actually didn't know it was Wally West,
Yeah, I
and
didn't know until I saw the official thing this week.
So it's exciting, and yeah, they gave him the like I said, when I say Gen Z Wally West, that wasn't me talking trash. It's just he's got the look. Like
Right.
he's got the long hair on the top, the short hair on the back, really long flowy hair on the top. He's got the whole Gen Z look going right now, and it's cool. It's very cool and very modern. So, and they need that. They need to do that. They need to continue to push things forward like that. So.
Well, and then maybe, I mean, and just a debate that we could have is Wally West the most popular backup to a character? Like I think of Miles Morales Spider-Man. Wally
Yeah.
West more popular? I
No.
mean, I think
Not
now
now.
because not now because of the Spider-Verse probably flipped it. But before that, you might have said Wally West is the most popular,
Yeah.
possibly.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I think yeah, I mean,
It's not a bad choice to go with him as well. I guess
No,
he's
no. And
good enough to be
everybody's got their preferences, right?
right.
And there's people that John Stewart's their favorite Green Lantern, and that's
Right.
okay. That's okay.
Oh.
You can feel that way. But yeah, so it's just the way it goes. But yeah, I think they've really put a lot of emphasis on Barry over the last 10, 15 years. They've really made Barry such a key focal point for so long that, kind of keeping Wally at the forefront is a good decision, I think, because Wally's a great character. He's just a great
Yeah.
character. So excited about that, and excited to see where they go with this and how they change that backstory. Now to Travis admitting that he was wrong. Next up, we have Wonder Woman number one goes to a third printing, and I wasn't sure if it even went to a second printing. Number two has now gone to a second printing, and both will release on January 22nd alongside issue number four. So on January 22nd, it's absolute Wonder Woman Day.
It's her. She's just giving her the whole week. It's absolutely Wonder Woman week.
She's literally I was so wrong when I was like, I don't know if it's going to a second printing or not. I should have assumed, but I don't like being really sure of myself and then being wrong.
Right.
So
It's okay to be
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, I gave the disclaimer. I said, hey, I could probably be wrong here. I don't know. I just haven't seen it. Yeah, so Wonder Woman number one is going to go to a third printing. Number two is going to a second printing. And they just announced 2 days ago that number two is going to a third printing. So Wonder
It's
Woman's
doing very
it's
well.
doing well. It's doing well. So and so yeah, both number one third printing and number two second printing will come out on the 22nd of January alongside issue number four. I love the cover of the third printing of number one because you get Pegasus again in the background looking like Red Hood.
Pegasus, you know, we said last week, and you talked about this week on your little shaker, like, crypto's having a moment. Pegasus is gonna start having a moment soon. Pegasus is the one. I'm a big fan of Pegasus, and put Pegasus on every cover.
I think
Mark Spear,
Pegasus.
jump on board, get you a Pegasus cover.
Yeah, give me a Mark. Idea. Give me a Mark Spears undead Pegasus. Looks like he looks kind of like what was it in from Red Eyes? Red Eyes Black Dragon in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I've been trying to figure out what I think it looks like. It's definitely Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Yep, he looks very similar.
We need the Yu-Gi-Oh crew on the cover with it. Like, we go ahead and cross over.
Can we get a Mark Spears Yu-Gi-Oh card homage of just Pegasus's Red Eyes?
Gosh, I'm all in. Please. Do it ourselves. It's not going to look that good.
It is not going to look that good. Not if you let me get a hold of it. No way. So we got Wonder Woman just taking over the end of January with literally three books. And I didn't check previews, but probably more covers of more printings. So multiple covers of second and third printings, probably. I don't know for sure, but I would assume so. Anything you want to add on that one?
No, I'm excited. I guess I'm buying a bunch of Wonder Woman that week.
Yeah, I'm probably going
something to. Something I normally would never do, folks. I've never been a person to buy Wonder Woman till this absolute. You know, I've bought a couple Wonder Woman. I won't say that, but now I'm like all in.
I bought the first issue of the Tom King run when he took over Wonder Woman. I think that was like last year or something like that. That was like probably the last.
Yeah, you stopped at one.
Right. No, I didn't buy anything else.
Yeah, you did like I did with Venom and 1-2, and then stopped right before the big one at 3. Like, what am I doing in my life?
All right, I'm going to sell my guy out right now.
My goodness. It was bound to happen.
Talk about your all-time backfires. One of my favorite stories from this guy. We've known each other for a long time. One of my favorite stories ever. You talk about books you've missed, and when the Donny Cates Venom run came out, he was excited. He was into it, and he was like, "All right, I'm gonna go get it." He got issue one. I got issue one, and grabbed issue two, and then for some reason, just decided, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna keep out. I don't think I'm gonna stick with it. And Venom number 3. popped off after the first appearance of Null, and man, that one hurt. That one hurts me.
It's one of the biggest modern books, you know, in the last year was that? That was like, I can't remember what year
was it. 2018?
Yeah. It's on the wall now, folks. I did get me a copy, just not at $3.99. Yeah. I could have got it at
$3.99. $3.99. Yeah, so, no. Yeah.
One of the biggest blunders in the comic industry here.
It's my favorite because whenever you were shopping for it and you were sending me all these different ones you were shopping, and I was like, man, if only someone could have grabbed this whenever it hit the shelves.
It's crazy. It's one of my biggest regrets.
This is the most expensive but could have been affordable book you've ever bought.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Can't beat yourself up too bad. It happens to everybody. No. I mean, how many big books have I just walked right by on the shelf and not even grabbed them? So it happens. It happens. But that one's good because you did end up paying a lot of money for it later.
Oh, let's not say a lot. I paid more than $3.99.
No, you did get a good deal on it. It was a good enough deal that I started shopping for it.
I think it still is a good deal. I haven't looked recently.
Oh, it's continued to kind of hold. So even with how Noel was in that movie. But, you know.
We won't even go there. This is comics. Let's not talk about failed universes in live action.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, that wraps up the news. And so, like we anticipated, a little bit shorter episode today. We do have some books coming up soon, though. So, should have something to talk about. Actually, should have something to talk about. We got Batman to talk about next week. So, Batman number 3. Next episode.
It might be a long episode. I'm going to break down every page, every panel, every dialogue bubble, breaking it all down.
Yep. Side note, for anybody that is just following DC Comics anyway, if you get any Justice League Unlimited number 1 popping up, go ahead and grab you a copy of that. First look at Hush Part 2. So, should be pretty fun. Jim Lee's back.
That one up for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's chilling. That's chilling here with all your poke.
Hey, and this show is really about just love and friendship and all that stuff. There is nothing better than having a buddy who collects comics with you because you have someone to talk to. But also, if you miss something, a news or a book on a shelf, the other one can fix it for you and find it. There's been several times Travis has gotten some for me. I've gotten some for him. Find you a buddy that also is into this stuff if you get into it, so you can look out for each other.
And you can go and clean Publix's magazine rack.
My God.
With all of the Pokemon time. They're all, like, stacked up over here. I put them in a box.
Good. I got to get more bags and boards.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any magazine size bags and boards, but
I bought them all out when I got that first batch at the comic shop, and they haven't replaced them since. I think they see me coming and they remove them, and then when I leave, they put them back. And because then I told them what I was buying them for, and they're like, they didn't even know they existed. Like, this idiot buying Time magazine. You ain't even talking about comic books. You buying Time magazine.
Get on eBay, bud. Get on eBay and look why I'm buying these things.
Oh yeah, man. Right.
But all right, well, hey, that's all we got, man. You got anything happening this week? You got any streams coming up or anything?
Oh, I'm hoping to get a Fortnite stream in or two. So if anyone wants to come hang out and see me get blasted, there's a new 5v5 mode. Go check it out. I tried Marvel Rivals since we are like a little comic show, Marvel. I'm just not. It's like Overwatch. I don't think I'm good at it. I'm trash, kids. So I might get a stream in or two. This is my last week before Christmas break, so we'll definitely try to get some stuff in. But then we'll be trying for the holidays. It's that time of the year. You got to do all the family stuff.
Yeah, we'll definitely, if we have to adjust the schedule at all, we'll be sure to let you guys know in the next episode.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah. Well, as far as me, you can catch me lurking around any of the Cover Price YouTube shows. They have three shows every week. Lurking, always lurking, and in the comment section. So we have... the Shaker Show on Thursday. We have comics covered on Friday. And the Top 10 Show is before those. And I don't remember exactly which day it is right now. But we have the Top 10 Show. It's either on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. But so, yeah, that's about it on my end. Just catch me over on Cover Price. I'm writing every week on the Shaker Report. So that's about it. We're going to be doing this. And, yeah. Give us a shout. Give us a follow. Come hang out with us. I'm at Trek Wars Comics on Instagram. My guy over here is at Rebel_Recess on Instagram. And is it just Rebel Recess on YouTube?
Yes, it should be Rebel Recess everywhere else. Someone on Instagram got me, I think. That's why there's the underscore there.
It was me. No, it wasn't. Man, it wasn't. I was going to try and hold you hostage and try to make you pay it like Jimmy Clausen and Cam Newton. Yeah. But anyway. But,
I got it.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. A little bit shorter this week, but we should have plenty to cover next week. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us at The Absolute Show on the Local Comic Podcast. And be sure to hang out next time. Be sure to like and subscribe, folks. Adios.